Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You know, Fancy Brian, I don't know why you don't believe that CJ has a very sexy girlfriend in the Niagara Falls region. She's not on social media. You won't find her there.
But you know what? I got to take that back. I recently found out some information on somebody who's maybe an octogenarian at this point that has a very sexually active lifestyle that I was not aware of before this time. And I got to tell you, I would not have put this person in that situation, but they were there, and I heard about it, and I know that visual in my mind now, and it can't go away. But I do have to say that I can report those seniors really do have a wonderful life. So,
well, the lucky ones do.
I'm only saying that because CJ seems a little bit older in that way. I don't know how old you specifically are, CJ, and I'm just guessing here.
Old enough to know better and too old to get laid. I had actually read, and I swear, and my memory is usually pretty good, although not perfect. I had read that Republicans effectively, by choice, stop having sex at a certain age. They like shut her down. Oh, I'm retired now. I don't have sex anymore. Democrats don't have those same quads.
That is until they get to retirement homes, because I know retirement homes have a really bad problem with sexually transmitted diseases. If you go into a retirement home, they have a lot of prophylactics available.
844-967-2789. Even I feel like that was too much information. Terry from up north there. Hey, welcome, Terry. What do you got for us?
Matt McNeil from your sister station, 950 AM.
Yes, sir.
Said, we have crazies over in Minnesota. We just don't have them in leadership like you do in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's the way he explained it. So I guess I can't argue with that.
No, I think
you pretty much nailed it.
It would be hard to argue that point, Terry. Not only do, you know, and the most powerful Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, guys, and we reference this Robin Voss all the time, Boss Voss. Well, he's no moron. He's a very smart and strategic guy. He knows what he's doing. But I would say there's this whole backbench crew, and they're kind of like the Matt Gaetzes of state government. Shea Sortwell comes to mind, and Rantham. There's a few others. I mean, Terry, we got people you wouldn't allow to carry the groceries from the grocery store to your car. You wouldn't trust the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they've been elected to state governance here in the state of Wisconsin. They're working on $70 billion biannual budgets. You know, but I wouldn't trust the guy with a quarter.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Crudy. You know, I'm calling from F Joe Biden country, of course, you know.
How far up north are you, man? Is that Canada? Where is F Joe Biden country? Somewhere north of Wausau there, hey?
Actually, we have Janet Buley, a Democratic senator, is in the district. But we have a Republic. This is Tom Tiffany country.
All right.
The congressman.
Toxic Tom.
Toxic Tom, yeah. So it's tough to live up here. I need to be down where you guys are at. But that, I don't know. It's frightening. It's frightening.
Well, Terry, sorry to cut you short, man. They don't even let you swear at the bars down here. I know I can go up to the Northwoods and I can swear as much as I want to. Hell, it's encouraged. 844-967-2789. The woods of northern Wisconsin filled with the sound of profanities. Dick from Madison, welcome back.
Is this, it almost sounds like a Ruth Westheimer show today, talking about all this stuff that you're talking about. But to that mental giant,
I'm not giving
Stoughton
advice so much as just chastising Republicans as, you know, completely non-sexual beings, because who would want to sleep with jack nuts.
Oh, Dick, you need to go to the garage and make sure you take care of yourself. Very nice.
Well, no, that isn't why I call it. To the mental giant from Stoughton, you know, are you proud of a party that, you know, you got Meadows now who pulls back, says, no, I can't talk, but writes a book about everything that went down. And then you got Roger Stone who pleads the fifth through his CJ, do you think you could plead the fifth and not even show up and just mail it in like this guy?
Well, he's already been pardoned, Dick. You know, he's already been pardoned from his prior crimes. Why should he have to show up and stand trial or at least, you know, give public testimony on new crimes?
This whole group is just such an absolute joke. What justice is there in this country when you've got people from January 6th still, walking the streets? You got people like Matt Gaetz walking the streets. They should all be in prison for a good long time.
Well, left to his own devices, Matt Gaetz is going to prison, Dick. So, there's that to look forward to. I feel quite confident. Trump may never go to prison, or Trump Jr. or Eric or Ivanka or Jared or any of the Trump family members. And that would be, a crushing end to my existence to find out none of them went to jail. But Matt Gaetz, he's going to prison. Mark from the Sack, man, welcome back. I can give you a minute, brother.
Hey, brother. It's a shame that these Republicans, some of these Republicans are celebrating the birth of the Prince of Peace with the display that they're putting on. I mean, yeah, they're trying to own the libs. And to CJ, you can pucker up, man. I mean, you're celebrating that Republicans stonewalling and being in charge of everything for a while. Yet they failed to deliver anything of substance to the people of the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, Scott Walker delivered his Foxconn. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Well, that only cost us for a generation. Mark, appreciate your call, man. Sorry to cut you short today. I was thinking about it just for a moment. I honestly, on reflection, think CJ probably does get a little action. Because Wednesday night, CJ's night in a barrel. Someone's got to be on the receiving end of the glory hole. Still counts. Thank you to my fine guest, my senator, state senator from the great state of Wisconsin, John Erpenbach. John, we're going to miss you, but, he's not dead yet. And he's got a beautiful wife down in Florida, and I hope he's going to see her soon. I'm going on Fox News on the 19th. We'll keep you posted, dates and times. Mark your calendars.
I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
Is this a dating video?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I find it sexy.
Pucker up, buttercup.
Hey, this is Rocker, and I'm back on the patio at Salvatore's Tomato Pies on East Wash. I'm having a brand new cocktail you just have to try. It's called Divide and Concord. It features Rocker Vodka, along with Concord Grape, Thyme, St. Elizabeth's Dram, and a touch of Lemon Lime. Ask for it by name, Divide and Concord, at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Find Rocker Vodka and Rocker Rye Whiskey at Vic Pierce on Sherman Avenue. Please drink responsibly.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at Solidarity.